Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Kay Johnson-Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Back with Kay in just a moment.
Right now, you can get an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500 on new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and zero-turn mowers. That's right, an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500. Or financing as low as 0% APR on select Kubota machines. So, what'll it be? Fuel in the tank or money in the bank? Learn more at KubotaBuyerDays.com or see your local Kubota dealer today. Hurry, Kubota Buyer Days ends June 30th.
Well, neighbors, it's time for a Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. She's one of the most articulate spokespersons for the animal agriculture industry in this country. Kay Johnson-Smith is with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. She's their executive director here in 2011. Been around for 17 years with the organization. Says there's been a lot of changes in the groups that they focused on over that time span.
Well, the animal rights movement has grown tremendously over the last 15 years. It really started here in the U.S. in the mid to late 70s, started taking hold and where they were turning their attention from research animals to farm animals in the early 80s or late 80s, early 90s. And today, animal agriculture is the number one target of animal rights organizations.
I guess what those early days we had the meet outs, and I know they had Bob Barker and some of these other celebrities and whatnot, but that was really almost it.
Well, back when I first started in the mid-90s, the animal rights movement still was very disjointed. All of the groups were out for themselves. They were very much protesters. They had these wacky campaigns. And some of those campaigns still exist. And you know, you still see PETA with its staff members and volunteers out willing to take their clothes off in the name of animal rights. But what you don't see is a real disjointed effort anymore. Yes, PETA does its thing. HSUS does its thing, but really it's a very strategic plan now among all of the activist groups working together to push the agenda of eliminating meat, milk, and eggs from our diets.
And we talked with Kay Johnson-Smith about one of the key strategies that the groups are using more and more these days, using their employees to go undercover and shoot video.
Well, you're right. This has become big business for them. Back in the day, they used to break into farms, and they realized the public was not really supportive of people breaking into buildings and possibly jeopardizing food safety. So the activists in the last five years or so have turned their efforts to getting their undercover people hired by farms as an employee to then really videotape and record and often stage incidents where they are showing some sort of a mistreatment or mischaracterizing possibly what people see on the farms. It is a big fundraiser for the activists because you can watch the numbers and the contributions flow in dramatically more so after they have released the latest video.
Executive Director of the Animal Agriculture Alliance, Kay Johnson-Smith. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Previous Beef Buzzes on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.